Well, good afternoon.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, everybody. Is everybody on?
No, we're all trickling in now.
I'm the latest trickle.
You are not the latest trickle, but we
don't
know this. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, everything's good. Everything is good.
Good.
So this is our 1 year call, our last call.
Wow.
I know.
That's not fair.
I know. What's on your mind?
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here? We have still implementing some of the strategies. We're still, we found that we aren't able to operate without having someone to monitor the calendar, even if we have it on a part-time basis. It's tough for Tina to do.
So, what's the answer?
We got to bring somebody in part-time. We have to bring somebody in to handle the calendar, to build relationships with the clients. Tina has been, what has happened is that there is a new advisor that came on from Edward Jones, and we have to share Tina with him as he brings on his new account. And so that has eaten up a lot of time, yet our clients have not been contacted the way we really need them to, because it's just too much. So kind of where we are with that. Business has been picking up. We're growing at a decent clip. We're bringing in assets. Although we're not really fully hunting, because we're still filtering clients out. We're still, moving them out. But that's kind of where we are. It's been a good run. The other thing, I'm just pouring everything out because I know this is the last call. The other thing is that, although we've been with you for however long we've been with you, we have never been able to get on the website to use some of the forms and that you have on the website. We've just never been able to do that. And we do want to do that. And unfortunately, we've gone all this time and just never, and really haven't seen what you got. So can you help us give us an extension on that, since we haven't been able to use it?
Well, the question I mean, this is is it, what is the reason you were not able to get on? Was it lack of understanding, lack of a technology person, lack of help on our part, or lack of interest?
It was more, and I think we talked, I know we didn't want to like bombard you with it, because I know it was more of a sympathy question, I think. It's just that we didn't want to put a credit card on the website to access it. And so,
that'll do it.
Yeah. So that was the main reason. And so we were told that we probably didn't need to. So the last time I tried, I think I was working with Lori since Cindy was out. She was like, she was going to see if she can maybe just grab things off of the site for us based on what we need. And she and I didn't follow up with each other about that, to be honest. So, But that was, because that was maybe the better answer, or the better solution is like maybe she can just like send us certain things that we might want or be interested in because of the credit card situation.
But then again, we still don't know. We still don't know what's on it. You know, I think you had mentioned that there were scripts on it and that sort of thing, and we just never been able to get on it.
So it, you know, we just protect it because it, you know, we just don't want people wandering around on our website. So that's why we have the procedure to get on it. So if you just follow the procedure, then you're fine. And there are, yes, there's, you know, there's plenty of information. You know, probably, something is scratching, the phone or the, something is scratching.
That was me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Alright. Good. Alright, so, We can get you on the website. You do have, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I'm not sure how you get on there because we give you a password, and protect you from charging you, but I think you have to put a credit card on there just to get past the wall. And so that becomes an impediment. It's just to protect us from people getting on there without, you know, and then using it and never paying us. You guys get a free year, but once the year's up, then that protects us from people just staying on for years without paying. So that's the reason we have it on there. It's, you know, it's business. What else? What else is on your mind? Are you guys there?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, we had it. It was actually.
Sorry about that. I know. So then, can we get an extension in as much as we never used it at all without getting charged additional? You know, we had a year free and we never used it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you another free year, sure.
All right,
okay,
great.
Thank you.
But you
we have to put a credit card.
Yeah, you just have to put your credit card on there, that's all.
Okay, so how does that work? And so it won't get charged?
Yeah, you don't get charged if you go over, once the year is out, then we'll charge your credit card. You just call, you know, you just contact them and say, our year is up, don't charge us.
Okay, how much is that?
It's $30 a month.
Okay.
So it's not a backbreaker, you know. We don't make it a lot, so we want people to join and to stay on and get our latest. And so we have, you know, we have like three or four books on there that you can read.
Okay.
I've got seven different webinars on there. We've got all the papers that we've written.
Okay.
You know, so there's more than $300 worth of stuff on there. It's a pretty good, you know, when you figure the course costs $8,000, $300 is not a bad amount to have to pay.
Right. That's right.
So that I thought that was always. I never made it to be a big moneymaker. I made it to continue the relationships, and so they'd see stuff and then call and maybe want to, you know, continue training and stuff like that.
So let's say we see something on there that we like. Do we call? Are we able to call you and talk about it? How does that work? Okay, and then what kind of cost is that?
Well. You know, we can continue this relationship basically once a month forever, and that costs $4,000 a year.
Okay.
So we just, you know, we spend you know, say 45 minutes once a month, and that brings us up to date. So that, I think that's a reasonable charge for, okay, for the time.
Okay.
So, and you know, I've got people that I've been coaching now for 10 years.
Okay.
Wow.
And, well, and you know, and they keep signing up because they value the conversations. You know, we,
okay,
and you know, we can, we'll make a monthly schedule, but if you want,
mm-hmm,
you then just, you just have access to me. You just call me.
Okay.
You know,
what if we only need you twice a year? What if we only need you twice a year?
So then you pay whatever you feel like. You know, I mean, it's not much. It wouldn't be much. Just take,
okay,
basically, you know, take the 12 hours. Take $4,000 divided by 12.
333.
Yeah, and then multiply that times 2, and that's, what you know, twice a year.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Well,
you know, what times do you, you can customize it, Daryl. I'm not, you know, I'm more interested in how you're doing than, you know, like being a big moneymaker. I just shouldn't give it away for free. That's all. Just like you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So since our last call, we have actually been attempting to use the scheduler. Like, I know we're adopting it late, but we have been trying to use the scheduler, and it says that it's bugged and it's not compatible with our Outlook. So anytime we use it to add the clients, but we can't use it to actually build the schedule on Outlook. It's we can get that fixed.
Yeah, I mean, if you call Cindy, she'll update it or do whatever needed to make it work, because it is compatible with Outlook. It sometimes if you change things on it or try and manipulate it, it will mess it up.
No, you haven't changed anything. We like what you did. so it could be our system that's blocking it.
Yeah, it might be. Might be a Morgan Stanley thing. Mm-hmm. I wonder.
I don't, no, we do tons of business with you guys.
Okay.
And no one else has, I wonder if this be because we waited so long.
Or maybe, I wonder if it's the, we have to see the dead version of, we can talk to, you said Cindy? Is it Cindy or Lori that helps us with that?
Wow. It's Cindy will do that.
Okay.
So, 317-650-1500. And she'll help you with it. You just may have an outdated version.
That's what I think that's probably what it is. That's what I was just thinking of.
Yeah, we started in March of 17, so that may have been, it may have updated it for every year. I think we have to update it for the new calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
That's probably exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because my calendar automatically went to 2014.
Oh,
and I changed it to 2018.
That's what it is then. It's just an outdated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well, what words do you have for us, Rob? We just might hit our goal this year. We might.
Okay, so what is your goal?
1.5.
Revenue.
And what
you're
was that?
Really close?
Yeah, we're getting there. I think we're annualizing about...
Are we at 1.3 yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Oh,
because I don't see everything.
It's like three. One... I think we're at 1.4 something.
Oh, we are. I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah, we're like 1.4.
Oh, wow.
1.4. And we're picking up speed. It looks like we're picking up speed. So
yeah.
We got momentum going.
So what did you do... What did you do last year?
1.3.
Were we at 1.3?
1.25.
1.2 something.
Yeah, 1.25. No, we were more than that.
We were?
I did one. I was almost at 1.2.
Why?
What did you do?
Under 1.50.
Okay, then we were at 1.3 and some change.
Okay, I gotta look because the reason why I thought it was less was because we were.
because there was some after service. I have to see what I did exactly. I think we were at 140.
Yeah, okay. You were 140. Yeah, I think we were close to 135. It might have been 142, 133, something like that. So we were trying to get to 135.
What did you do in 15?
I don't remember. 125, maybe?
Good.
That's sad, but that might be our problem. We're not keeping
up with the numbers.
That's like not keeping up with the score.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob, I think we did, I want to say we did 1.25 or something like that.
Okay.
Don't sound so disappointed.
No, it's fine. I know you're an athlete, and I know you know how important it is to keep score.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us on the hand.
No, we're going to hit you on the hand.
Yeah. Why me?
Hey, this is a dish off. At least we'll know how to give a fist. Push it off on you.
No, but in all truth, too, more recently, because I think we've been kind of trying to catch our breath a bit, we haven't, and like just today I was looking at how many clients we reassigned or like how many, where we are. I think we're right, and I couldn't calculate it exactly because I needed to aggregate certain households, but I think we're right close to that 200 client mark now.
Okay.
We have been reassigning people, Rob, and we've been also, I think I told two people who called in. I was like, gone. So let me...
I did one other.
I think we told you that we're working with a young advisor in the office, and we want to help her. But Jerry's also going to be coming on board next year as an advisor. So, you know, we're trying to kind of like going with your model, like making sure we have a certain amount of clients, but that Jerry will also be able to take care of some as well at that time. So keeping space open for her too, for the amount of clients. So, but right now, like we're at 200, but I think our goal for the year was just to get to like 180.
Mm-hmm.
So
how many did you reassign then this year?
A lot.
You know what? I was looking at numbers actually. Going back to 2015-16, we had 444 clients.
Really?
444 households.
Really?
We had 444 households. Yeah.
Wow, so we're at 200.
Yeah.
I think we're a little above 200, but we probably reassigned, I want to say about 30 at least, and that might be on the low end because that's a good question. That's another thing, honestly, I haven't been keeping score.
I feel like we reassigned more than that.
You think? Yeah. 50?
I think so, and move some out.
Yeah, there's some people who just...
We told them to take the money to the bank. We did a lot of that.
We have done that, that's true.
Yeah, it's just a good idea for your own reference to, you know...
Keep score.
You know, it just makes you feel good that you worked hard and that you're getting... And guess what? We all do better when we keep score.
Right.
We just perform it at a higher rate. You know, watch the guys come down to basketball court.
That's true.
They look up. They look up every time. What's the score? Right. How much time is left? You know, that determines the intensity, right?
Yep,
I mean,
it does.
It shouldn't be that way, but it's reality. You know, we can't be fully intense all the time. But as we get closer to our goal, then the game gets a little more interesting, and we bring up the intensity.
We saw some of that. That's why you were mad, even though you didn't say you were mad.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you found out that those annuities didn't go through.
Oh, no, no, I was, but that's not why I was upset. I was like, I had other things on my mind, but yeah, I was upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you were, because you knew the number. You knew
your
score. You knew what you, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Is any of that on your website, Rob, anything that will help us keep score like that, or is it something that we need to do ourselves?
Really, well, you know, I recommend having the game board and the scoreboard as a part of every week. So on the game board, you keep track of your prospecting activities in terms of the number of people that you're seeing or and talking to. And the scoreboard is exactly what you're talking about. It's the scoreboard.
Okay.
And every week you should know what your goal is for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take your goal and you divide it by, you know, the 52 weeks and figure out what it is for the week, and then how did we do this week versus our goal. Now, I know a lot of it's annuitized, but you can still, you know, get a pretty good handle on where you are versus, even if you do it on a monthly basis,
mm-hmm.
You can check it against that monthly goal and keep track of it. So I recommend that. And the same thing with your assets. You know, you make a goal as to this is, in order to hit this goal of 1.5 million, we need, you know, X millions, you know, we need $40 million in new money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how are we doing versus our goal on that?
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's just really hard to run a business where you don't know what the score is.
That's
true.
Very true. I know where we are now, I just don't know where we were. I know that we have, if we include everything, we have 152 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. We had 152 million.
That's including liabilities?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excluding that, we had 144.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. No, we're making a lot of progress. Yeah. And I know that we're at one point I know where we're annualizing, but I also know that in order for you to reach your goal, we need to be at one, we need to get a 1.5.
Yeah.
So we got to push it.
So where were you, you knew you had 445 counts in 2015.
Right.
What did you have in assets then?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Just had this sheet up. I should have printed it.
I thought it was like 120 something.
It might have been.
I think it was. But okay, you can check.
Okay.
Yeah, more clients than listed.
Yep. Yep, we sure did. It really, like, honestly, this whole process has been, like, eye-opening because while our revenue is growing and our client base is shrinking, it's like, it's just so funny, like, you know, because a lot of people think the opposite, but yeah.
Right. The only way you can, they think the only way you can grow is to have more accounts.
Yeah.
You know, the Edward Jones model was 1,000 accounts equals $1 million of business.
Really?
And 2,000, so if 1,000 accounts was $1 million, in order to do $2 million, you needed 2,000 accounts.
Mm. Well, in the, you know, they divided them out into equity. I mean, they split their portfolios into equity bonds, et cetera. That's why they had so many accounts sometimes, too.
Whoa.
They had more than one. Rob, we just recruited a guy from Edward Jones. So this is Tina, and I'm working with him, bringing his accounts over. And we were just talking about the reason they had those accounts is because sometimes they would create an equity portfolio, a bond portfolio in separate accounts.
Wow. Why?
I don't know why. I mean, I have not had a chance to really even talk to him in 2 weeks, and my head's been spinning. So besides the work that I do with this group and bringing on a recruit, it's just, it's been crazy. But, yeah. But I told him, I said, let's just get the accounts over and we'll consolidate.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
A recruit from Merrill like 2 weeks ago when I was in Charleston. They were trying to recruit me to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And Merrill, if you're in the program, the minimum account that you can investing in $250,000.
Yeah, big things investing.
And an FA coming in, like an FAA. $250,000.
So they don't want all those small accounts asking for an FAA.
Right.
I get it, kind of, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not, although it's difficult, it's like, honestly, like, it's not a terrible model because now.
You still there, bro?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
Now that the, you know, like, having some of these small accounts that were, you know, given to us as FAAs, it's like, now it's barely, it's hard to get rid of them. Like, I was looking at some of those accounts, I'm like, we're getting zero revenue from these accounts. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, now, like, literally, we're not even, like, getting paid at all. And so,
right.
Yeah, and then you can't really just give them away because now, because sometimes the call center won't take it because the account type is a special account type or the
an annuity or something.
An annuity, right, things like that. So now it's just stuck there in no man's land.
Right, and nobody will take it. You can't get rid of it. So now it just sits in your number.
Mm-hmm.
Making no money, but then, you know, a couple times a year, they'll just call in and ask for all their statements, you know.
Right.
On a closed occasion.
On a closed occasion. Several times, honestly. People call, you're so right. That is
right.
True.
So you're like, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, man.
I had to take a poll of the people who need CPR on the desk in the desk that I work in the row or hallway. Okay, who knows CPR? I need to know because I'm about to die. Who's got the D-fib?
Right.
Who's in charge of the D-fib this week?
Right. Right.
Wow.
That's what you're getting. But clear.
Now, you'll never see happier people than Edward Jones FAs that come to Morgan Stanley or go to, you know, Merrill Lynch or go to a major firm because they, you know, they're allowed then to get rid of their small accounts and they go, oh my God.
Right.
It's so much easier to do business here because I don't have, you know, 2,000 accounts. And it just changes their life.
Right.
We recruited some, and they're great guys, and gals. You know, we recruited a couple. I probably recruited 6 or 7. And they were all turned out great because they're hard workers. I mean, God,
yeah.
They work so hard.
Yeah.
And they just didn't have, you know, they didn't have the backups. They didn't let them get registered. There were just all kinds of things that maybe they've changed now, but they were just sort of keeping them down on the farm, you know, and
yeah.
wouldn't leverage their time at all. So. They really grew when they came, and it was a great hire. I never regretted hiring any of them. They're very loyal and hardworking, and it's a great thing. But they desperately needed Supernova. I mean, they became like the biggest fans of Supernova.
Right.
So, anyway. So be patient. Help them out. Help them get through it. Once he's through it, then he'll be a great FA, you know. What's
yeah.
Your life?
We were talking about Edward Jones. Their model was 1,000 accounts for
$1 million
in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that they use accounts versus assets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to do $2 million, Gerald, you'd just say, oh, that means it's 2,000 accounts.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And that was, I had one guy that said he pulled all the Edward Jones guys who were doing more than $1 million, and they'd either had a heart attack, or were divorced, or both.
That ain't good. That's not good.
So, yeah, so Supernova, you know, was something that they really valued. Since they, you know, said, I think I can do $1 million, but I don't want a heart attack or a divorce. Can you help me?
Yeah.
Bigger clients is the answer.
Right. Wow. That's crazy. All right. I got some numbers for you.
Okay.
Let's see. 12, 12, right. Okay. You wanted, in 2016, we had 125 million. 2017, we had 137. And right now we're at 146.
That's great. So it was 16 with 120 what?
125.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Yeah, I'm off a little bit. I thought we were on the way to 1.5. I think I was factoring in something that I probably shouldn't have. We finished last year 1,295,000. 8.93 divided by 7. That ain't right. All right, let me do that again. All right, 73 plus 708 equals divided by 7 times 12 equals, yeah, we're annualizing at 1,373,000 as of today. But
it's not that hard to move that to 1.5.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say that again?
You can move that to 1.5 pretty easily.
I think so. Easy. You know, and the way we're going, let's see, you finish. 15. So let's say, well, if we continue, if we have months, man, if we had the month that we could have had, had they done everything, let's see, 130 times 12. Yeah, if we do what we did today, we'll just think about 15 times. No, you'd have to do more than that.
Exactly, because I only have.
You have to do 25.
I have to do 25, yeah.
You have to do 25 a month to get there. So if we do that, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We just have to push it.
Yeah.
We really have to push it. And I think we've been a lot more intense, Rob, and just not had the distractions that we once had.
Mm-hmm.
What
did he say?
This is granddad time, isn't it?
Aww.
This is granddad time.
You heard great. That.
Oh, yeah, that is great. Now, are you back in Indiana?
I'm back in Indiana, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Indiana in the summer and Florida in the winter.
That's right.
When did you set all that up?
Oh, I've been doing this for 12 years now.
That's all right. That's all
right. Right, isn't that nice? Yeah,
that's been very nice.
My granddaughter Juliet is 4.5 now, and I told her I was 72.5.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Rob, I think we're on the right track. You know, I think what's holding us back, quite frankly, is that we're really not prospecting yet, which is what we really, really need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. You got to get your scheduler, you know, that you got to lock that in and then not let anything happen. That has to become sacred. You can't, I mean, look, I love the fact that you guys are helping out the team and helping Edward Jones FA and all that, but in the future...
He really doesn't like it. You really don't like that. But go ahead.
Well, that could be the difference between you doing 1.5 and you doing 1.4. Okay? And I you know, I hate that, actually. So I want you to get so that that never happens again.
You
got to figure out, you know, how much business do we have to do so that that never happens again?
At least.
Yeah, 2 million.
So that's your goal. I mean, that becomes not a academic goal or an economic goal. That becomes a passion. That becomes something that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because that's like Independence Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like freedom.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're so right. Mm-hmm. And we are all working hard to that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So that should be something that you guys are tracking like madmen every day. And it can't be, you know, it can't be extra production. It has to be based on good, solid assets. So your goal really is, how do we get to 200 million?
That's what we got to do. We got to get there.
Yeah, then it's just 1% on the 200 million, and you're home. You don't have to think about it. It's just going to get done, and then you make a pact with the team, with your leadership team, and say, look, you know, I love you, but you know, there can't be emergencies when it comes to this position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is too important. If you want us to get to 3 million, you know, you cannot put us at risk by interfering with our scheduler. That is just too important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's really a time to be really nice and helpful, and there's a time to lay down the law and say, look, guys, you know, I've worked my whole life to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be coming in here when I'm, you know, spent money out of my own pocket to hire a consultant to build my practice
mm-hmm.
to run it a certain way, and now you're coming in and completely turning it upside down?
Mm-hmm.
That's not your job. Your job is to help me. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, your job is to help me, not put an obstacle in my way. You know, that's not fair. You know, we've done our part. Now, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that conversation,
mm-hmm.
you won't have to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would, Cheryl, that's what I would do. I would sit down with the manager and say, look, here's the deal. Okay, we've done this. We're in it. We'll
mm-hmm.
get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do 2 million. We're going to bring in another 50 million, and we're going to do 2 million, and when we do, we don't want this to ever happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How realistic, what's a realistic time frame to get there?
If you guys really work, you can do it in a year, easy.
If you really work, easy.
Yeah, I mean, look, the truth is that we don't work at the intensity that we could.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, if it becomes a passion, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can do that, but you guys can.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the equipment, and you got the team, you got the model. You know, I've taught you how to ask for introductions. I've taught you these things. And you just have to then just go out hunting for that size account. So you need, you really need, you know, 20 clients of 5 million and you're there.
Okay.
You take 2 million, 2 accounts every month of $5 million each. And so I gotta go find $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I know them. I just haven't asked for them. It just happened. You know that. You know who they are. You just haven't asked for their business.
That's true.
And you gotta go ask for their business.
We know.
You gotta get on a plane.
We just haven't. We have not.
We haven't really.
We have a clip for it. We may, we'll put a beans up, be on a wish list or a timeline or we'll send it
But we have to make
sure. We've got to be willing to get on a plane, you know, because the money isn't going to be in the hometown.
You're right.
I don't mind at all.
Okay. Rob, if we, just switching gears just for a second, we still have all of the audio recordings, right? We still have access to all of that in case we want to go back over something that you talked to us about before?
Yeah, that has a shelf life, though. So check with Cindy as to when that expires. And I don't mean it expires on our part. I think the service dumps them after a certain amount of time. You know, the free conference calling service.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to, I don't want to tell you that it's all set and you're all good and then, you know, they, you know, in 24 months they dump them. I don't know that, but I suspect they do.
Okay. All right.
But if you guys, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, let's sign up for another, you know, let's set a goal of doing, you know, take a month off and think about it or, you know, do whatever. But say, you know what, we really want to, we want to do that 50 million. And we're going to really go after it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have our meetings. We'll, you know, we promise we're going to have our meetings. We're going to keep track of our assets. We're going to go after those big accounts. And if you, you know, if you will coach us, we'll, you know, we'll do better. Good. Okay. Then I'll do it. You know, I'm happy to. But, it, you know, so you say, okay, we need you to coach us once a month or every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to keep yourself on track. You know, it's like a personal trainer. I've had the same personal trainer for 30 years. And do you think I really need her to teach me how to do an exercise? No. She's there to make sure that I do what I'm supposed to do. Right? Because
if you have the right form, you got to have the right form.
You got to have the right form, and you know, and she's getting better every time. The truth is, she's getting better and smarter all the time. And I listen to her, and I do what she tells me. And I'm hitting the golf ball further than I've ever hit it in my life, and I'm 72.
Well, that's because you're playing more.
Well, and it's
fun. And your form is right. You got a coach and you're playing more.
That's right. You know, you look at these little guys and you say, how the heck does that little guy hit that ball so far? You don't need to be old or young to hit the ball a long way. If you can turn your back on the ball, you can turn and get the power you need. Well, I was just swinging wrong. So you're right. Playing more and just having, you know, better skills, getting taking lessons, which I do. I take lessons, you know, at least once a week I'll take a lesson. And then I work with my trainer. So it's, you know, I believe in it.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I think our first step is to get somebody to handle the calendar because we have really lost our rhythm in contacting our clients. We were on a good rhythm calling them, you know, a lot. But now we're off track, and so we got to get that first. We have to do that first. We have to scale back, continue to scale back our book before we really, really start going after the dollars. Because half of the program, half of the program is making sure that we have the retention, and that we're getting assets from those that we already had, which we're doing. But there's so much more.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, go after it, knock it dead, and call Cindy, get, you know, get your year extension, and then,
all right.
You know, I'm here, love to work with you, you're one of my favorite, most fun team ever.
Right. We appreciate that. You're our favorite coach too, Rob.
Well, thanks. It's been great.
Yeah.
And I know you'll do great. So.
All right. Good enough. Let me know when you're going to be at Wake Forest because I'm going to a game or two this year.
Are you?
Yeah. I've got to go see my goddaughter cheer.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. Be there in September.
Right.
I've got a... Let me look here.
September's pretty much out for me.
Okay.
I got a busy September. And Chantel's getting married in September, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's wonderful. All right. Well, there's a Notre Dame game in November, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there for that. Wake Forest homecoming is November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I'm going to be there then. And that is the Notre Dame game, I think, yeah.
Boy, so you play Notre Dame on for homecoming?
Yep.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, welcome.
That's all right. All right. Then you go back to Indiana talking smack. You call the Notre Dame people.
All the Notre Dame people here.
Yeah. Are you going to go to any basketball games?
I am, yeah. I'm on the Deacon board, the athletic board. I played tennis there, so.
Okay.
So I'll be there for some games. I'm trying to think which ones. I don't see them picking up here yet. But yes, I will be there definitely, probably January. Let's see. No, they're not coming up on my calendar. But yes, I am.
Okay.
So we'll be, yeah.
We'll catch up. But you're going to be there November 1st through the 3rd? 1st through the 3rd?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So just drop me a line.
What's your cell number, Rob?
It's 317.
Mm-hmm.
418.
Mm-hmm.
8624.
Okay. All right.
And is yours, I've got an 803-343-8966. Is that
so? No, let me give you my cell phone. It's 803.
No.
331-8310. Great. Might be a good time for me to go, too. Mm-hmm. That first weekend in November, I'm going to be worn out by then.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'd be fun. That'd be great. I'd love to see her.
Yeah. So when you
text me her name, and I'm really in the thick of it with the athletic department and all those guys, so she'll be part of that crowd. And yeah, I'll check up on her.
All right. That's good.
That's wonderful. Okay.
All right. Good enough. All right. Enjoy your granddaughter.
Yeah, she's running around.
All right. Go catch her. All right. Thanks. Take care. All right. Bye.